Brothers and sisters, indeed, we have everlasting praise before the Lord. How we desire to use another hour to praise Him and worship Him. Then I wouldn't have to speak. But I will obey the arrangement. So from the scripture, we want to understand the will of God in us.
其实我早晨所要跟弟兄姐妹交通的，主已经借着在波饼聚会当中诗歌弟兄姐妹的祷告，已经把整个信息都说了一遍了。
As a matter of fact, through all the prayers and the hymns that we send during the table meeting, they have already spoken all the words that I want to say.
为此实在是心里面满了感谢和赞美。
So for that, my heart is filled with praises and thanksgiving.
好，我们来读几处的圣经。
So we'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
我们先翻到新约圣经彼得前书第一章。
First, let us turn to 1 Peter in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 1.
这今年我们夏令会的主题经文，相信弟兄姐妹应该都可以背诵。
Again, this is the theme verse that we had during our summer conference, and I trust most brothers and sisters can memorize it.
彼得前书第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
请我们再打开，翻到第四章。
And then turn to chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章，我们读第一、第二两节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。Therefore,
since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
请我们特别注意，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
And I would like to highlight, for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of sin, but for the will of God.
请我们再翻到罗马书第三章。
Then can we turn to Romans chapter 3?
罗马书第三章，我们要读第23、24两节。
We'll read from verse 23 and 24.
罗马书第三章第23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白地称义。For
all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
请我们再翻到第五章，罗马书第五章。And
then chapter 5, in the same book, book of Romans, chapter 5.
我们要读第一、第二两节。We'll
read verse 1 and 2.
还有第三。
1, 2, and 3.
罗马书第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。 不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。Therefore,
having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God. Not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations brings about perseverance.
请我们再翻到以弗所书。
And then the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章，我们要从第九节读到第十二节。
We'll read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 to 12.
以弗所书第一章第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面。 同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 9, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intentions which He purposed in Him with a view of an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance,having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
最后一处我们要读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
And lastly, in First Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，我们要从十六节读到第十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
这段圣经相信是弟兄姐妹熟悉的，若是还不熟悉，盼望你们也能够把它背诵，存记在心，背诵起来。
And I trust this is a very familiar verse. And if you're not familiar with this verse, I hope that you can memorize it to your heart.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我想邀请弟兄姐妹，我们同声用自己的语言，同声来读这一段圣经。
And I want to ask everyone to read it together in whichever language, let us all read together out loud.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。好，我们在一起有点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayers.
主，你的话语是那样的甘甜，是那样的纯净。
Lord, how sweet and pure is your word.
主，我们求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
I pray that you will grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
帮助我们能够进入你话语的奇妙
，so that we can see the wonders of your words，
也叫我们能够进入你话语的真实
，we can enter into the truth in your words。
主，愿你在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意，能够在我们蒙恩的人身上得着完全的成就。
Lord, that you can perfectly complete the will of God to us in Christ Jesus。
主，我们仰望早晨你再向我们的心说话。
Lord, this morning we look to you to speak to our hearts。
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 早晨，我的负担想和弟兄姐妹交通关于魂的救恩与神的旨意。
My burden this morning is to share about the salvation of God and the will of God.
我们知道神的救恩乃是借着他儿子我主耶稣基督在十字架所成就的。
We know this salvation is accomplished by the Son of God Jesus Christ on the cross.
这个救恩乃是为着神自己那个荣耀的旨意。
And the salvation is accomplished for the purpose of His glorious will.
我们感谢神在今年夏令会当中向我们说了宝贵的话语。
And we praise the Lord for speaking precious words to us during the conference.
叫我们看见神借着他的救恩在我们身上所要成就的。
That we can see what he wants to accomplish through his salvation in us.
要叫他的荣耀在我们这些蒙恩的人身上得着称赞。
So that his glory will be to the praise of his glory in us who have been saved.
我们知道今天我们所处的这个世代是非常末了的一个世代。
We know we live in the end times.
似乎叫人看来是黑暗在掌权的时代。
As if we see from the outward, the darkness is reigning over this world.
这实在是提醒我们，黑夜已深，白昼将近。
And it does remind us that the night is dark, but the dawn is at hand.
主怀的日子实在是非常靠近了。
That the coming of the Lord is very soon.
我们看见，就是我们所生活的这个国家。
And even the country that we live in today.
似乎也处在一个大水泛滥的一个时候。
It seems that it's been flooded by great waters.
然而我们这些信神的人
But for us who believe in the Lord,
我们能够从信心的里头看见我们的神仍然坐着为王。
Through faith, we can still see that God sits as king.
我们的主他要坐着为王直到永远。
And he will sit as king until eternity.
夏令会当中，主也借着 Pittman 弟兄也提醒我们。
That brother Pittman also reminded us during the conference.
即使在一个最黑暗的时候。
Even in the darkest times,
在一个最黑暗的地方
even in the darkest place,
我们的神仍然继续的工作
our Lord continues to work.
神要一直的工作直到他的旨意得着完全的成就
and he will continue to work until his will and his purpose is accomplished.
所以我们看见今天神就在我们身上要借着他的救恩来继续的工作
So we see that in us, through his salvation, he continues to work.
叫他的旨意能够先成就在我们身上。
So that God's will for us can be accomplished first.
我们要记得神的救恩在我们身上不仅叫我们的罪得着赦免。
And we need to remember not only his salvation is working in us so that our sins can be forgiven.
不仅叫我们能够得着一个永远的生命。
Not only that we can receive an eternal life.
叫我们将来能够进天堂。
Not only that in the future we can enter into heaven.
这些实在是神的恩典。
And these are all truly God's grace.
然而这些是不过是神救恩的起头。
But that's only the beginning of his salvation.
神要借着他的救恩把我们带进他永远的旨意里头。
But through his salvation, he's bringing us into his eternal purpose.
也就是说神的旨意才是神救恩的那个目的。
Which is to say his purpose or his will is the purpose of his salvation.
所以早晨我和弟兄姐妹要交通的一个负担就是叫我们看见神要借着他的救恩把我们带进他荣耀的旨意里。
So my burden this morning is to share that the Lord is using his salvation to bring us into his glorious will.
从罗马书里我们可以看见神全备的救恩。
From the book of Romans we see the full salvation that God
这个救恩就是神借着他的儿子我主耶稣基督在十字架所成就的。
And that is the salvation that the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, has accomplished on that cross.
他不仅叫我们能够因着信能够得蒙称义。
Not only by faith we can be justified.
他也叫我们能够因着信我们能够成圣。
But also by faith we can be sanctified.
最末了我们看见因着信能够得着荣耀。
And at the end we'll see by faith also we'll be glorified.
而今年夏令会主给我们的那个信息魂的救恩就是这神全备救恩里面一个非常重要的部分
And the message we heard about the salvation of our soul is a very important aspect of the full salvation of God
因为神起初造人的时候他乃是包括了三个部分
Because when the Lord first created man he created man in three parts
有灵有魂还有身体
He has created the spirit, the soul and the body
可是当人犯罪了之后人的灵死了
At the beginning of man's sin the spirit of man fell and died
人的灵失去了与神交通的那个功用
And the spirit of God, the spirit of man lost the function of communion with God
就像我们今天我们知道我们弟兄姐妹基本上人手一机大家都有手机
We know nowadays everyone has a cell phone
那有些时候呢我们的手机死了。
Sometimes our cell phone, our battery dies.
我们知道手机本身并不会死。
We know the cell phone itself
wouldn't necessarily die
because it doesn't have a life.
那我们说手机死了是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when we say our cell phone died?
就是我们的手机失去了它应该有的功用。
It is that when our cell phone loses its function.
所以当我们人犯罪了之后。
So when man had sinned,
人的灵就失去了与神交通的那个功用。
The spirit of man lost the function of communion with God.
所以神就为了他恢复的工作，他预备了神的救恩。
And so for to restore that function, the Lord has prepared a salvation.
这个救恩也包括了三个部分。
And the salvation also included three parts.
就是我们灵的救恩、魂的救恩，还有我们身体的救恩。
That is the salvation of our spirit.Salvation of our soul and also the redemption, the salvation of our body.
这是神救恩的三个方面。
And that is the three parts of his salvation.
所以我们看见我们的灵得蒙拯救。
And first, our spirit was saved.
是在我们信主的那一刹那。
That was at the very moment when we believed the Lord.
当圣灵在我们里面重生了我们。
When our Holy Spirit gave us a new birth.
因着我们相信主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切天良的亏欠。
Because we have believed that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus has washed away all of our unrighteousness.
我们从前所犯的罪。
And all of our past sins.
我们现在所犯的罪。
Our current sins.
我们将来还要犯的罪。
Even the sins that we will commit in the future.
都因着主耶稣的宝血得以洗的比雪还白。
Has been covered and washed as white as snow by the precious blood of the Lamb.
圣灵在我们里面就叫我们的灵活过来了。
And the Holy Spirit has given us a new birth in our spirit.
就像我们的手机又活过来了。
Just as our spirit, our cell phone was charged and came back to life.
我们能够借着我们那从那灵活来活过来的灵，能够与神有交通。
And with this resurrected spirit, we can have fellowship with God.
我们可以呼叫神为我们的阿爸父。
And we can call our God our Abba Father.
我们体的救恩乃是在主耶稣回来的那个时刻。
And the salvation of our body will happen at the moment of the return of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道当主回来的时候，
we know when our Lord comes back.
我们知道所有在基督里面睡了的人都要复活。
The Bible says all who have fallen asleep in him will rise again.
这我们这还活着的人身体也要变化。
And all of us who still remains, our body will be changed.
因为神要赐给每一个在基督里面的人有一个新的形体。
Because he will give us a new body in Christ.
就与耶稣基督从死里复活的形体是一样的。
You will be like unto the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见我们体的救恩也是刹那之间，就是在主回来的那个时刻。
We'll see that the redemption of our body will be just for a moment, will be at the blink of an eye, at the moment that the Lord returns.
而我们魂的救恩，乃是在我们蒙恩得救以后一生的过程。
But the salvation of our soul, it's the lasting process after we have been saved.
就是神要借着各样的环境。
That in our lifetime, through all the environments,
圣灵在我们身上来工作，
and our Holy Spirit will be working in us,
来制作我们，
and He's making us and molding us,
来把我们磨成神儿子的形象，
so that we can be formed into the likeness of the Son of God,
叫我们能够像我们主耶稣，
that we can be like our Lord Jesus.
这是神全备的救恩，
that is a full salvation.
不仅我们的灵与神的灵是一样的，
not only that our spirit can be made like His spirit,
我们的魂也能够像我们的主。
But that our soul can also be like him.
到有一天我们的身体也要像我们主荣耀的身体一样。
And one day very soon our body will also be like the body of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是神借着耶稣基督所成就的那全备的救恩。
And this is the full salvation that God has accomplished by Christ Jesus.
那神今天还要继续在我们身上来拯救我们。
And so today he's continuing to save us.
就是要在我们的魂的里面来拯救我们。
That is, he's saving us in our soul.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们知道在我们魂里面，魂生命里面主要的有三方面的功用。
Because we know in our soul there are three major functions.
就是我们的思想。
That is our mind.
我们的意志。
Our will.
我们的情感。
And our emotions.
许多时候我们说我们认识一个人。
Sometimes we say we know somebody.
我就用一个用个例子。
I'll just use this as an example.
在比较早先的时候呢，有些人呢，他们结婚呢是透过这个媒婆介绍的。
In earlier times, marriage have always been arranged by matchmakers.
今天呢，就有用透过那个 match.com.
And today we'll have match.com.
那你发现啊，这个不论是媒婆的介绍，或者今天那个透过这个网络哈。来认识一个人。
Whether you have been introduced by a matchmaker or you are trying to know somebody through the internet.
你发现啊，你的起初的认识呢是很肤浅的。
That you realize your first knowledge of a person is always very superficial.
因为你只能看见这个人的照片。
But because you can only see a photo of a person.
看他长得帅不帅。
You can only see if this person is handsome or not.
看他长得漂不漂亮。
Or pretty.
看他多高。
To see how tall the person is.
看他多重。
Or how heavy he is.
所以我们看见我们对一个人的初步的认识呢，乃是从他的外体来认识。
So we can only know a person from the outward appearance.
但是如果你 因着这样子，你看这个 外貌呢，你很喜欢，就结婚了。
But if you have been attracted by the outward appearance and then you got married,
你就发现，当你进入婚姻生活之后
，then after you enter into a marriage life,
你才真正认识这个人。
Then you really come to know a person.
因为你跟这个人生活在一起。
Because you begin to live with a person.
你慢慢发现，你慢慢认识了他的思想。
And you come to discover the way he thinks.
怎么他想事情的方法跟我想事情的方法不一样
？And you realize the way he thinks is very different from the way I think.
你慢慢认识了这个人的意志。
And you come to know the person's will.
怎么每次吵架他都坚持他是对的
？How come every time we have an argument, they always insist that they are right?
慢慢你也认识了他的情感。
And you come to know their emotions.
哎，怎么莫名其妙他就哭起来了
？And out of no reason.This person starts crying.
姐妹，我们发现真正最能够代表我们这个人的，乃是我们的魂。
And so the soul really speaks of who we are.
弟兄姐妹，今天神要借着他的救恩，在我们身上来拯救我们的魂。
And so through His salvation, He's working in our soul for the salvation of our souls.
因为我们原本都是一般生在罪里、长在罪中的一般人。
Because we're all who have born in sin and growing up in sin.
因着罪在我们身上。
Because sin is in us.
因着肉体在我们身上，在那里辖制我们。
Because the flesh is in us and taking us into bondage.
也就是说，那亚当里的旧人
，which means that the old man in old Adam，
或是我们最熟悉的，就是我们的己
，which is the self that we're most familiar with。
我们看见，在我们蒙恩得救之前
，so before we have been saved，
我们这个人的己在那里来掌管我们的魂生命
，the self life takes full control of our soul life。
我们看见当小 baby。刚出生下来没多久
，We see a newborn baby as soon as they're born，
我们就能够认识他的己
，And we can see the manifestation of their self，
在那里支配他的魂生命
，We can see how the self is taking control of their soul life。
当他尿不湿了
，When his diaper needs changing，
他不舒服了
，When he becomes uncomfortable，
他的己就在那里发表
，Then he will express himself。
怎么发表呢
？How does he express himself？
他就哭。
He will start crying.
不管父母亲忙不忙。
It doesn't matter if his parents are busy or not.
不管父母亲累不累。
It doesn't matter if his parents were tired.
他那个己在那里，借着他的魂在那里发表他的自己。
His self, using his soul will be expressing itself.
一直到他的需要得着满足为止。
Until his need is fulfilled.
弟兄姐妹，这是堕落的一个魂生命的光景。
And that is a condition of all of our corrupted soul.
他受制于我们的那个肉体，我们的那个己。
It is under the bondage and the control of our flesh and of ourselves.
其实背后，它乃是受那罪的辖制。
And behind it, we know it's under the bondage of sin.
当我们蒙恩得救之后
，But after we have been saved,
我们看见我们的灵活过来了。
We see that our spirit has been revived.
然而看见我们还暂时活在这个肉身的里头。
Yet for the moment, we're still living in this fleshly body.
我们的罪性，我们的那个肉体，我们那个老我那个己仍然在那里来影响着我们的魂生命。
This old self that's used to born in sin is still in control of our soul life.
所以我们看见在我们里面就有了一场属灵的征战。
So then we see in us there is a spiritual battle.
这征战是非常猛烈的。
And this warfare is very severe.
这征战就是关乎我们的魂生命。
And this warfare is all about the soul life that we have.
就是我们的魂生命是受谁的支配
and it's a battle of who is in control of our soul life
我们的魂生命是要受主耶稣基督的支配呢还是受我们自己的支配
is our soul life under the control of Lord Jesus or is it under the control of ourselves
所以彼得前书第四章就告诉我们
so 1 Peter chapter 4 tells us
他告诉我们说我们是要随从情欲而生活还是我们要随从神的旨意来生活。
He asks us, are we living according to the lust of men, or do we live according to the will of God?
来度我们今生余下的光阴。
So to live the rest of our time.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我要停一下。
And I must pause here.
我必须要问弟兄姐妹这个问题。
And I must ask you this question.
主的话告诉我们说，在这里我们有一个选择。
The word of the Lord tells us here we have a choice.
我们如何来度我们今生余下的光阴？
How to live the rest of time?
有两个选择。
And there are two choices.
一个是随从人的情欲。
One is for the lust of man.
就随从人的肉体。
Which is for the lust of the flesh.
也可以说就是随从你自己的意思。
In another word, to follow the will of yourself.
还是你可以选择随从神的旨意。
Or for the will of God.
顺从圣灵的带领。
To follow to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让基督来掌管我们的魂生命。
So that Christ can be in control of our soul life.
来度我们今世余下的光阴。
And so we may live the rest of the time.
弟兄姐妹，你的选择是什么？
So what will our choice be?
我相信我们都会选择要随从神的旨意。
And I trust most of us will choose to live for the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是保罗在罗马书 第七章所告诉我们。
And that is what Paul is telling us in Romans chapter 7.
每一个蒙恩的基督徒
，every a saved Christian，
我们都盼望从心里面我们要来遵行神的旨意。
From our heart, we all desire to live according to the will of God.
可是，在我们里面有另外一个力量。
But in us, there is another power.
在我们里面有另外一个想法。
There is another thought.
那我的意思怎么办呢？
What about my will?
那我的想法怎么办呢？
What about my thinking?
我的选择怎么办呢？
What about my choice?
我的感觉怎么办呢？
What about my feelings?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在神的面前，我们必须要清楚做一个选择。
So before God, we need to make this clear choice.
我们是要随从人的情欲，还是要随从神的旨意？
Do we rather live according to the lust of men or for the will of God?
我们必须要做一个对的选择。
We must make this right choice.
当我们做了对的选择之后，
When we make a right choice,
或许我们会觉得那随从神的旨意生活太艰难了。
Perhaps we'll feel that living for the will of God is too difficult.
我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord and praise Him.
那就是今天神为什么在我们身上他还要来拯救我们。
And that is why He's continuing to save us in our lives.
他要借着那叫他万有归服他自己的大能在我们身上来运行。
By the great power that subjected all things to himself, he's working in us.
叫我们的魂也能够归服于基督。
So that our soul can also be subjected unto Christ.
让基督来管理。
That Christ can be over our soul.
让基督来支配。
And he can control us.
好叫借着我们这个人的魂生命的表现。
So that through the expression of our soul life on earth,
能够把主耶稣基督给彰显出来。
We can manifest Christ.
这是神的旨意。
And that is His will for us.
这就是在以弗所书保罗所给我们看见的。
And that is what Paul is showing us in the book of Ephesians.
在神的心里面，
In God's heart,
他有一个他所喜悦的旨意。
There is a purpose that is pleasing to Him.
弟兄姐妹，在我们神的心里，他只有一个旨意。
And in His heart, there is actually only one purpose.
这是他所最喜悦的旨意。
This is a purpose that most pleases Him.
就是他的儿子。我主耶稣基督。
That is His Son, His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神爱他的爱子。
Our Father so loves His Son.
他的心意盼望那天上地上一切所有的都在他儿子的里面能够同归于一。
And it is His desire to sum up all things under heaven and on earth into Christ, His Son.
就在基督里同归于一。很多时候我们觉得好像比较抽象。
And sometimes we think of this as an abstract concept to sum up all things in Christ.
简单的说，就是父神喜悦所有万有都能够归服他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
And to put it simply, the Father, it's His delight to subject all things unto Christ, His Son.
而且也叫万有都能够被基督所充满。
And that Christ will also fill all and in all.
并且叫万有都能够来彰显基督。
And also everything we see can manifest Christ.
这姐妹，这就是神他所最喜悦的那个旨意。
And that is the will of God that pleases him the most.
叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
So that everything can be summed up in Christ.
神为了他所定的这个旨意。
And for that purpose,
他就为万有预备了救恩。
And he has prepared a salvation for all things.
而这个救恩就是父怀里的独生子来到地上。
And this salvation is for the Son of God to come to the earth.
他 取了奴仆的形象。
And took the form of a bondservant.
他成为人的样式。
He became the form likeness of men.
既有人的样子。
Having the likeness of men.
就存心顺服。
He humbled himself.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Humbled himself unto death, even death on the cross.
所以神就借着他儿子在十字架上所成就的这个救恩
So for the salvation that he has accomplished on that cross
他要叫万有都在他儿子的里面能够同归于一
And he will be able to sum up all things into one under his son
而我们就是借着这个救恩在基督耶稣里首先有盼望的一般人
And we also become those who have first hoped in this salvation
神要借着他所救赎的这些人
and by all the people that he has saved,
叫我们能够来归服基督
that we can be under submission unto Christ,
叫我们能够被基督所充满
so that we can be filled by Christ,
叫我们能够来彰显基督
so that we can manifest Christ,
叫我们能够在他的旨意里面能够被得着
so that we can be laid hold of in his will.
神就要借着他的教会
And through the church that he has laid hold of,
他叫那执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧
that all the powers and the authorities would come to know the manifold wisdom of God.
也就是说，当教会能够在神的旨意里面被成全的时候
，that is to say, when the church can become perfected in the will of God.
当教会能够成为那充满万有者所充满的时候
，when the church can be the one who is filled by the one who fills all in all.
神就要叫万有也一同的来归服于基督。
Then all creation will be brought under subjection unto Christ.
叫万有都被基督所充满。
That all creation can be filled by Christ.
叫万有都来彰显基督。
That all creation can also manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神永远的旨意。
And that is the eternal purpose of God.
而我们这些蒙恩的人
，And for us who have been saved by His grace，
我们就是那在基督耶稣里。首先有盼望的人
And we have become those who had first hoped in Christ.
神要借着他的救恩叫他的荣耀的恩典在我们身上首先得着称赞
Through his salvation that we can be to the praise of his glory.
弟兄姐妹这就是神今天所托付给我们他儿子的见证
And that is the testimony of his son that he has entrusted to us today.
所以我们看见神如何借着他的救恩要把我们带进他荣耀的旨意里头。
So how can he use his salvation to bring us into that glorious will?
而今天神在我们身上，在我们这些首先蒙恩的人身上，他还要继续的工作。
And that's why he is continuing to work in us who have been saved by his grace.
就是叫我们的魂能够得着完全的拯救。
So that our soul can be completely saved.
我们的思想能够归服基督
that our thoughts can be subjected unto Christ
我们的意志能够归服基督
and our will can be submitted
我们的情感也能够归服于基督
our emotion can also submit unto Christ
并且神能够借着我们的思想意志情感来彰显基督
that through our mind, our will and our emotions they can all manifest Christ
弟兄姐妹这是神在我们身上魂的拯救的一个非常重要的目的
And that is an important purpose why he's saving our soul.
就像刚刚弟兄所跟我们分享的
Just as our brother has shared earlier.
无论是拉合或是路德
Whether it is Rahab or Ruth.
他们因着在他们生活当中他们来顺服圣灵的带领
In their life, they submitted themselves unto the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见他们就被带进了神的旨意。
And so they have been brought into the will of God.
他们不仅被带进了神的旨意。
Not only they have been brought into the will of God.
他们并且成为神旨意中神所使用的一个器皿。
They also became a vessel that God is using.
神借着拉合，借着路德，得着了大卫。
Through Rahab, through Ruth. The Lord gained a vessel called David.
而大卫就是我们主耶稣基督在肉身里的祖先。
And David became a forefather of Christ Jesus in the flesh.
所以我们看见今天神在我们身上，在我们魂的里面的拯救是何等的重要。
And we see how important it is for the Lord to save our soul.
上个主日，钟弟兄跟我们提到关于魂救恩。实际操练的四个方面。
Last Sunday, our brother Philip shared with us four aspects of the practice of saving our soul.
今天早晨我就愿意从《帖撒罗尼迦前书》里面的一幅图画来 让我们看见那魂得着完全拯救的一幅美丽的图画。
And through a picture that we see in 1 Thessalonians, I want to share with us this morning of the condition after we're being saved.
也可以说呢，从这幅图画里面呢，它给我们有三个重要的指标。
And also we see there are three standards in this picture.
Indicators. 或者说呢，他借着这三个指标呢，他能够来提醒我们这个魂的救恩。
That these three things can indicate whether he's or how well our soul is being saved.
他来提醒我们，在我们每天生活当中提醒我们说，我们的思想需要拯救。
And these things will remind us that our every day in our daily lives, our mind needs to be saved.
我们的意志需要拯救。
Our will needs to be saved.
我们的情感需要拯救。
And our emotion needs to be saved.
那这个指标和这个警讯呢，就有点像今天很多这个信用卡哈，我不知道弟兄们用信用卡里面有没有去在他们的网站哈去设立这个发出警讯的这个功能。
This indicator is kind of like this credit card that you use. Sometimes you can set up alerts on your credit card websites.
今天我们在一个高科技的时代。
And today we do live in the time of great technology.
所以你这个信用卡，你可以上他们公司的网页，你可以设定这个发出警讯的一个功能。
So some credit card have this function on their website that you can set up alerts.
比方说你自己可以决定啊，就当这张信用卡呢，当使用了有使用超过十块呢，它就发给你一个警讯。
For example, you can set up alert to say if I've used more than $10 on this credit card, you will be sent an email.
你可能收到 email 或收到一个 text.
You could be sent an email or a text.
所以你就被提醒啦，你说哦，这个信用卡有人用了十块钱。
Then you'll be reminded while someone's using my card for a $10 purchase.
所以呢，今天提到人家前书这幅图画呢，它里面有三个指标呢，就能够来提醒我们。
So this picture we see in 1 Thessalonians has three indicators, and they can be of alert to us.
提醒我们说，我们的魂需要主的拯救。
And to remind us that our soul needs to be saved.
这三个指标是什么呢？
What are these three indicators?
乃是常常喜乐
，to rejoice always，
不住的祷告
，to pray unceasingly，
凡事谢恩
，and in all things give thanks。
弟兄姐妹，这是一个魂得着完全拯救的一幅美丽的图画。
And this is a beautiful picture when our soul is completely saved。
你说这太简单了。
And you say this is too simple。
这只有三个。
Only three indicators。
弟兄姐妹，我记得我以前在台湾小学的时候啊，学这个画画，学美术。
I remember when I was in Taiwan in elementary school, we had art class.
我们那学美术的时候啊，第一次学那个水彩的时候呢，老师就说了。
When I first learned to do watercolor, the teacher used to say,
你要画一幅美丽的水彩画，你需要多少颜色啊
？If you want to paint a beautiful watercolor painting, how many colors do you need?
马丁不能回答，他懂的。弟兄姐妹，要几种颜色？三种就好了，对不对
？And most people, most of people know that you only need three colors, right?
哪三个颜色
？Which three colors?
红
，red，
黄
，yellow，
蓝
，and blue。
哦，大家现在知道了哈。And、你如果你不相信，你回去试试看。
And if you don't believe it, you can go back and try it.
你可以从这三个红、黄、蓝这三个颜色
，from these three primary colors，
你可以调出所有的颜色。
You can you can mix them to make any other color.
很多的颜色
or many other color.
所以这幅图画就很美丽
And then you will have a beautiful picture.
所以我们不要小看这三个指标
So don't look down on only simply three indicators.
常常喜乐
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告
Pray unceasingly.
凡事谢恩
In all things give thanks.
所以姐妹，这是不是我们所盼望的呢？
Isn't that what we hope for?
主的话说，这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And the word of the Lord tells us, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那我们说，这是很好。
And we say, this is very good.
那我们有没有可能够常常喜乐
？But is it possible for us to rejoice always?
弟兄姐妹在今天在弟兄姐妹在我们当中弟兄姐妹。说你是常常喜乐的，有没有
？Is anyone among us can raise our hand to say I am always joyful？
我相信是没有。如果有的话呢，等一下我请教你。
And if there is any, I'll come to you for a lesson。
有没有人说我是不住的祷告
？And can anyone say I do pray unceasingly？
我想也没有。
I don't know any.
有没有人说我凡事谢恩？
And or anyone can say I will give thanks in everything.
我相信也没有。
And it is also very hard.
为什么没有呢？
Why is it hard to find any?
这明明是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
This is, as God said, His will for us in Christ Jesus.
这是神给我们一个非常简单的一个命令。
And it's also a very simple command.
为什么我们不能遵守呢？
Then how come it is so difficult to obey it?
为什么我们不能顺服呢？
Why is it so difficult to submit unto it?
为什么我们做不到呢？
How come we cannot do it ourselves?
我们的魂需要拯救。
Because our soul needs to be saved.
好，我们现在来仔细的看一下。
And then we'll look at this in a little more detail.
常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
我们知道，当我们基督徒初蒙恩的时候，
When we were first saved as a Christian,
我们都尝过喜乐的滋味。
We have all tasted that joy.
我蒙恩二十多年，
And I've been saved for over 20 years.
我到现在还非常清楚的能够记得我初蒙恩的时候的那个喜乐。
And I still remember very clearly that joy when I first experienced when I was saved.
当我在那个晚上能够在主的面前借着他的宝血把我所有的罪洗得洁白如雪。
I remember that evening when I realized that by the precious blood of the Lamb, all my sins have been washed clean.
哎呀，心里面充满了平安，充满了喜乐。
My heart was so filled with peace and joy.
早晨睡醒的时候，
and even when I woke up in the morning,
天特别的蓝，
and I realized the sky is bluer than usual.
云特别的白，
and the clouds are whiter than
usual. 树木花草特别的美丽，
and all the trees and the flowers are especially beautiful.
就连鸟叫的声音就像在唱歌一样。
Even the birds are singing in my ears.
我的心也与鸟的歌声一同在那里歌颂赞美我们的神。
And my heart also sings a praise with the birds.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们乃是欢欢喜喜的站在我们所蒙的恩典的地位上。
And we all know we can stand in the place of grace with great joy.
这是我们都经历过的。
And this is something we have all experienced.
在罗马书第五章第三节那里。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
保罗告诉我们，我们虽然我们不仅欢欢喜喜站在这个一个恩典的地位上，
Paul says not only we're standing on the place of grace，
我们并且欢欢喜喜仰望神的荣耀，
but we also look up joyfully to the glory of God。
所以我们看见我们站在这个恩典地位上呢，我们是欢喜的。
Not only we have been introduced to this place of grace joy，
因为我们不仅站在恩典地位，
Because not only we're standing in grace,
我们知道神的救恩还要把他的荣耀要制作在我们身上。
We also know by His salvation, He's making and molding His glory.
所以我们是欢欢喜喜的。
So we are exulting.
那第三节保罗说，
And in verse 3 he says,
他就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulation.
哎呀，这个就比较难了。
And this is perhaps a little more difficult.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒在患难中还能欢欢喜喜吗？
Can Christians rejoice in tribulation?
当你礼拜一去上班，老板通知你说，
When you go to work on Monday and your boss tells you,
你明天不用再回来，
You don't need to come back tomorrow.
你还能够欢欢喜喜吗？
Can you still rejoice?
不要说到明天，你等一下聚完会回家的路上，
We don't even have to wait till Monday, even after the meeting as you're driving home.
因着管教孩子可不可以玩游戏机的事？
And perhaps you're debating whether you should discipline your children to play games.
夫妻两个人意见不合。
And that you have different opinion with your spouse.
你还能够欢欢喜喜？
Can you still rejoice?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道，当我们想到在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，我们就不由得要想到写腓立比书的保罗。
And if we think of someone who can rejoice in their tribulation, then you have to think of Paul who wrote the book of Philippians.
因为在保罗写腓立比书的当中，他多次的提到要腓立比的弟兄姐妹要喜乐。
Because you remember when he's writing the book of the epistles to Philippi, he says again and again, rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
要常常喜乐，要靠主喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
To rejoice always, to rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道保罗写腓立比书的时候，他在哪里写的吗？
But do you know where he was writing this letter?
他在监狱里面写的。
He was writing it in prison.
在监狱里面的保罗， 他还能喜乐吗？
The Paul who is in prison, can he still rejoice?
他如果不喜乐，他怎么能够劝勉弟兄姐妹要喜乐呢？
And he, if he has no joy in himself, how can he tell anyone else to rejoice?
当保罗被关在监狱里头，
And when he is imprisoned,
他也同时知道腓立比教会中的难处。
He also know about the tribulation, in the church of Philippi.
因为腓立比教会开始的时候，他们是充满喜乐的。
Because in the beginning, they were filled with joy.
这是一个非常讨主喜悦的一个教会。
It is a church that really pleases the Lord.
因为他们弟兄姐妹同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because in the very beginning, all the brothers and sisters were working with one heart.For the sake of the gospel.
所以整个腓立比教会充满了喜乐。
So the whole church, the whole fellowship is filled with joy.
可是后来因着一些的问题。
But because of some problems.
其中包括有两位与保罗同工在福音上同工的两位姐妹，她们彼此不和。
Including two sisters who used to be co-workers with Christ, with Paul on the matter of the gospel, they had quarrels among themselves.
可能两个姐妹吵起来了。
And perhaps they had a fight.
不仅两个姐妹。失去了喜乐。
Not only they have lost their joy,
全教会也失去了喜乐。
But it caused the whole fellowship to lose the joy.
这就成为保罗心里面一个非常沉重的负担。
And it became a very heavy burden on in Paul's heart.
在这样的时候，保罗他还能够常常喜乐吗？
So in these conditions, can Paul rejoice always?
保罗喜乐的秘诀究竟是什么？
Or what is his secret to rejoice?
在腓立比书第二章第五节，保罗就叫我们看见。常常喜乐的那个秘诀。
In chapter 2, verse 5, he showed us the secret.
保罗告诉腓立比的圣徒们说，你们要以基督的心为心。
And he tells the saints in Philippi, have this attitude in yourself, or have the heart of Christ.
这里心呢，它的原文呢，来讲到心思。
And where he talks about the thought of Christ.
就是我们的思想。
Which is our mind.
也就是说，你们要以基督耶稣的思想为你们的思想。
Or it can be translated, have this mind in yourself, which is also in Christ Jesus.
基督的思想是什么呢？
What is the mind of Christ?
我们看见基督的思想乃是一个倒空自己的思想。
Which is the thought to always empty himself.
是一个降卑的思想。
It's a thought to always humble themselves, himself.
是一个存心顺服的思想。
It is a heart to submit himself unto God.
弟兄姐妹，只有在这样的思想里头，
Only in such a mind,
人才可能能够常常的喜乐。
And can we rejoice always?
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们常常在生活当中，我们很容易就失去喜乐呢？
What is the reason for us to lose our joy so quickly and easily in our lives?
就是什么时候我们的己被人摸着的时候，我们就失去喜乐。
It is whenever our self life is touched by others, we lose our joy very quickly.
上礼拜钟弟兄提到教会的服事。
And last week, our brother, Philip shared about serving in the church.
特别讲到厨房的服事。
And talked about the example of serving in the kitchen.
你想我们在那里服事，非常辛苦服事的弟兄姐妹，他们把一盘一盘的饭准备打好了。
If you imagine all the brothers and sisters who are serving very diligently to prepare every meal or every dish.
就你们实在是在爱里面的服侍。
And they're truly plating in their love.
哎呀，把那个饭啊、菜啊打得特别丰富。
And they're plating each plate with abundance of rice and vegetables. And
然后呢，就你们来告诉这服侍姐妹说，哎呀，真是感谢主，你的爱心真丰富啊。
And then some brother and sister will come to them to say, oh, thank the Lord, you truly are serving in your love.
叫我们吃的真是饱足。
And we can eat so well.
喜不喜乐？
And wouldn't you rejoice?
哎呀，我们还挺喜乐的。
Then we will feel pretty joyful.
结果没多久。
But very soon.
又来了一位弟兄。
Another brother will come.
来了一个姐妹。
Or a sister.
就也跟你讲。
And he will also tell you.
你的饭菜打太多了。
You gave me too much.
这个打太多了，就里面一盘一盘的没吃完，都倒到垃圾桶去了。
You have plating, you are plating so much, and the brothers and sisters cannot finish. They're all throwing them away. It's wasting food.
弟兄姐妹还喜不喜乐？
Then would you still rejoice?
怎么刚刚明明是很喜乐的？
And you were just rejoicing earlier.
怎么一下喜乐不见了？
And suddenly your joy is taken away.
越想越难过。
And you, the more you think about it,
越想越委屈。
The more you felt that you're being wronged.
为什么失去喜乐呢？
And how can we lose our joy?
是因为我们的己被摸着。
It is because our self is being touched by others.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们这里保罗告诉腓立比的教会说，你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So Paul says, have this mind which is also in Christ.
只有一个倒空自己、不为自己的人。
Only a person who can empty himself and not live for himself,
才有可能能够常常的喜乐。
Then we can rejoice always.
我们看见主耶稣他常常喜乐的一个秘诀。
And we see the secret of our Lord Jesus, why he can have the joy.
希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 tells us,
他因那摆在前面的喜乐。
For the joy set before him,
就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
He despised the shame and endured the cross.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候在我们生活当中，别人的一点点的羞辱，就叫我们失去我们的喜乐。
And sometimes in our lives, for a little shame that we experience from others, we lose our joy very quickly.
许多时候，因着十字架一点的苦难，也叫我们失去了喜乐。
By a little tribulation that comes from the cross, it causes us to lose our joy.
然后我们看见我们的主，他能够常常的喜乐。
But our Lord Jesus, He rejoices always.
因为在他前面。摆着一个喜乐。
Because he can see a joy set before him.
这个喜乐是什么呢？
What is that joy?
这个喜乐就是父神的旨意。
That is the will of the Father.
我们主在地上一生。
Our Lord Jesus, when he's living on the earth,
他只有一个目标。
He had only one goal.
就是父神的旨意。
That he's working towards the will of God.
所以他在地上的一生遵行父神的旨意。
So on the earth, his whole life was living under the will of the Father.
所以他常常的就能够因着遵行父神旨意而有这个喜乐。
Then by obeying the will of the Father, he can experience that joy always.
这个喜乐叫他可以轻看羞辱。
And this joy caused him to despise his shame.
别人不尊敬他。
Even when people disrespect him,
他仍然能够喜乐。
He can still rejoice.
别人误会他。
When others wrong him,
想到误会，我以前觉得我什么事情都无所谓。
Talk about being misunderstood. Before I thought I can handle all situations.
哎呀，当被误会的时候就受不了了。
But only when I'm misunderstood, I just cannot stand it.
现在我就明白了。
But now I understood it.
为什么我被误会就失去了喜乐呢？
Why do I lose joy whenever I'm misunderstood?
就是因为我的己被摸着了。
Because myself is being touched.
然而我们的主他却因着前面摆在前面的喜乐。
But our Lord, for the joy that's set before him,
他能够轻看羞辱。
He can despise the shame.
他能够忍受误会。
That he can endure the misunderstandings.
他能够忍受一切十字架的苦难。
He can endure all the tribulations on the cross.
他只有一个目标。
That he has only one goal.
就是遵行父神的旨意。
That is to follow the will of the Father.
而天父的喜悦就成为他的喜乐。
So the joy of the Father become his joy.
弟兄姐妹，只有这样，这个喜乐才能够叫我们的喜乐不受环境的影响。
Only such a joy can endure through all the environments.
不因事物的变迁而有改变。
That you will not be affected by the changing of the time.
这个喜乐也能够存到永远。
And this joy is also everlasting.
弟兄姐妹，我们要以基督耶稣的心思为我们的心思。
So we need to have this attitude, have the mind which is also in Christ.
不住的祷告。
And to pray unceasingly.
不是说有需要的时候我们祷告。
Not only to say we only pray when we have a need.
这个我们很会。
And we know that very well.
也不是因为遇见难处的时候祷告。
And not only we pray when we are in difficulties.
神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意是要我们不住的祷告。
But the will of God in Christ Jesus for us is to pray unceasingly.
这里我觉得不住的祷告乃是说到一个完全的倚靠和完全的顺服。
And this praying without ceasing, it talks about a perfect submission, a perfect, reliance on God.
这里我们可以说，我们乃是要以基督耶稣的意志为我们的意志。
So it talks about we need to have the mind, the will of Christ.
我们知道主耶稣是父怀的独生子。
And we know.Jesus is the only beloved Son in the Father's bosom.
他原本与父神是同等的。
And he is equal with God.
只要父神所是的，也是主耶稣所是。
Whatever the Father is, he is also.
父神所有的，也是主耶稣所有的。
Whatever the Father has, he also possesses.
然而当主来到地上的时候，
But when he comes to the earth,
他却说唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
But he says, I can only do what I see the Father does.
唯有听见父所说的，子才能说。
I can only say what I hear the Father speaks.
弟兄姐妹，难道主耶稣比我们还软弱吗？
Is the Lord even weaker than ourselves?
我们平常生活当中，
In our daily lives,
我们说很多话，
We say a lot of things.
我们也做很多事，
And we do a lot of things.
然而我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，
But we see the Lord on the earth.
他将他的意志完全降服父神。
He submitted his will completely to that of the Father.
他说父没有说的他就不敢说。
He says, if the Father has not spoken, I dare not speak.
父没有做的他也不敢做。
If the Father has not done it yet, I dare not do.
不是因为主耶稣他不会说话。
It is not because he doesn't know how to say.
不是因为主耶稣他不能做事。
It doesn't mean that he doesn't know how to do things.
我们看见主的能力比我们大多了。
We know he's mighty, much mightier than us.
然后我们看见主却将他的意志完全降服父神的旨意。
Yet he submitted his will completely unto the will of the Father.
他告诉门徒说，子凭着自己不能做什么。
And he tells the disciples, the son cannot do anything in himself.
唯有看见父所做的，子才照样做。
Only when he sees what the father does, then the son will do also.
主耶稣怎么知道父要他做什么呢？
Then how can he know what the father wants him to do?
主耶稣怎么知道父要他说什么呢？
How does he know what the father wants him to speak?
所以我们看见主耶稣是一个在地上的生活，他是一个不住祷告的一个生活。
That's why we see the life of our Lord Jesus on the earth is a life that prays without ceasing.
他完全的倚靠从父所领受的一切。
He relies on everything that he received from the Father.
我们看见当主到了客西马利园的时候，
And we see even when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他预备要喝这苦杯的时候，
When he's about to take that bitter cup.
他知道这苦杯实在是叫他非常的为难。
And he knows this bitter cup is very difficult for him.
因为他从永远从过去的永恒，他乃是父怀里的独生子。
From eternity past, he is the beloved son in the Father's
bosom. 他是父所最爱的。
He is the most loved by the Father.
就当他降杯来到地上的时候
，And when he humbled himself on the earth,
有三次天打开了。
Even three times heaven opened.
从天上有父声音说：“这是我的爱子。”是我所喜悦的。
And the Father speaks from heaven that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
然而当主在客西马利园祷告的时候，
But when he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他知道父的意思要他喝这个苦杯。
And he knew it was the Father's will for him to take that bitter cup.
父要在十字架上定义要将他压伤。
And the Father has determined to bruise him on that cross.
父要将你我将世人所有的罪都归在他身上。
That all the sins of the world, all the sins from you and I, will be added to him.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主他是那位不知罪的。
Our Lord knew no sin.
不像我们，我们都非常认识我们的罪。
Unlike us, we all know our sin very well.
弟兄姐妹，你认识我们的罪有何等的污秽吗？
Do you know how filthy is the sin that we have?
姐妹，如果你想一想。
If you only take a moment to ponder,
你来到主的面前想一想。
And if you come before the Lord to think,
你认识到你的罪在神面前有多污秽吗？
Do we realize how filthy is our sin before the Lord?
不要说是所有的罪。
Not only to say all the sins.
这是光你记得的罪。
But only the sins that you remember.
你们也知道是何等污秽吗？
And you realize how filthy it is.
然而主在客西马利园的时候，
But in that Garden of Gethsemane,
他知道父要将你我还有世人所有的污秽所有的罪都要倾倒在他身上。
When he knew that all the sin and the wrath of the sin will be poured out on him,
这是叫我们主所不能忍受的。
And it's almost unbearable to our Lord.
而且因着我们的罪，
And because of our sins,
天还要开。
Heavens will be opened.
然而主在十字架上却听不见有声音说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
But on that cross he could not hear the Father say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
主耶稣所能看见的是那一位掩面不看他的天父。
What the Lord can see through that open heaven on that cross is the Father who turned his face away.
是那位因着我们的罪要发尽一切愤怒的这位神。
It's a God who is full of wrath because of our sins.
所以主在客西马利园祷告说，
So as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane,
说父啊，若是可行，求你将这杯挪去。
He says, if it's possible, remove this cup from me.
感谢主， 主说，然而。
But we thank the Lord because He says,
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
However, not my will, but yours be done.
弟兄姐妹，前面我们看见主耶稣以父神的旨意成为他面前的那个喜乐。
And we see that the will of the Father became the joy that set before Him.
他就承受了那十字架的苦难。
And He endured the cross.
神就借着他成就了这个救恩。
And through Him, that salvation is accomplished.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们主耶稣，他是我们不住祷告的那最好的榜样。
And we see He's the best example for us who can pray without ceasing.
也只有当我们以基督的意志为意志的时候。
So only when we have the mind of Christ, the will of Christ.
我们也能够在这不住的祷告上面能够得蒙拯救。
That we can also be saved in this matter to pray without ceasing.
这不住的祷告呢，在我们每天生活当中，是我们基督徒最大的保护。
And this is the greatest protection that we can have in the Christian life.
比方说，弟兄姐妹要上网了。
For example, when we're about to go on the computer,
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
那我们就问一问我们的主。
Then we can come to the Lord and ask Him.
我可不可以上这个网
？Can I go on this website?
那我们上网过了一个小时了。
And after an hour,
不住的祷告。
And pray without ceasing.
主啊，我还可不可以再用一个小时
？Can I use the internet for another hour?
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真的是在生活当中活在神的旨意里
，But if we truly live in the will of God,
我们能够不住的祷告
，And then we can continue to pray without ceasing.
弟兄姐妹，我们就能够免于许多的试探和引诱。
Then we can be saved from many temptations.
再说发脾气好了。
And we'll talk about losing our.
因为这个是很有用的。
It is very useful when
特别针对脾气不好的弟兄姐妹
especially for those who have bad tempers.
我们回去好好操练不住的祷告
And we can go back and practice to pray without ceasing.
当你准备要发脾气了
When you're ready to throw a fit.
要不住的祷告
And pray unceasingly.
啊，主啊，我可不可以发这个脾气
Lord, can I throw my anger around at this moment? 哎
呀，主说不行
The Lord says no.
得蒙保守了
Then you'll be saved.
又来一件事情。
Another thing arose up.
哎呀，这我太有理由发脾气了。
Then I have every reason to lose my temper this time.
哎，不住的祷告。
And you pray to the Lord.
主啊，我这个脾气发了合不合理呢
？Is it okay that I lose my temper this time?
哎呀，主说，不需要。
The Lord says you don't need to lose your temper.
哎呀，你看我们这个魂啊，就得蒙保守了，是不是
？Then our soul is being saved.
还有一方面说话。
Another aspect of speaking.
哎呀，这对我来讲啊，我觉得是非常重要的提醒。
And it's a great, very important reminder for myself.
因为有些时候啊，我会因着我说的话呢，非常懊悔。
Because I often always regret what I have spoken.
可是呢，话说出去了怎么办？说不回来。
But what you have spoken, you cannot take back.
如果我们能够在说话上面呢，来操练不住的祷告。
If we can practice to pray unceasingly in this matter of speaking.
在我们要说这个话之前。
And before you say anything.
哎呀，我们赶快跟主祷告一下。
Then you quickly come to the Lord in prayers.
说这个话应不应该说
？Lord, can I say this that I'm ready to say?
主没有要我们说的话。我们就不要说了。
What the Lord has not allowed you to say, then we don't have to say it.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这实在是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定喝的美好的旨意。
And this is truly a beautiful purpose that God has, the will of God for us in Christ Jesus.
如果我们能够不住的祷告
，If we can pray unceasingly,
我们看见我们就要经历那魂的救恩。
Then we can experience the true salvation of our soul.
这救恩不仅要发生在我们身上
，Not only will be a salvation for us,
神也能够借着我们的魂得蒙拯救来影响。来帮助我们周围许多的人。
But also through the salvation of our own souls, we can affect and help many people around us.
最后凡事谢恩。
And lastly, to give thanks always.
我们祷告蒙垂听呢，这个谢恩我们会。
If our prayer had been answered, then we know how to give thanks.
我们服事被接受呢，这个我们也会谢恩。
If our service is being appreciated, then we can also give thanks.
相反的，如果我们祷告不蒙垂不蒙应允。
But oppositely, if your prayer is not being answered,
我们的服事啊不蒙称许不被接受
，and our services is not being appreciated or accepted,
那我们就觉得要谢恩就比较难。
Then it will be more difficult to give thanks.
然而，神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意，乃是要我们凡事谢恩。
But such is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. In all things, give thanks.
这我们就要学习操练与基督 耶稣的情感为我们的情感。
Then we need to start, we need to practice to have the emotion of Christ.
有一次主耶稣到一个地方去传福音。
There was one time the Lord was preaching the gospel at a place.
我们知道主的心是何等爱这些失丧的灵魂。
And we know how our Lord loves the soul of men.
可是主传福音之后呢？
But after he was preaching the gospel,
没有人举手。
Nobody raised their hand.
哎呀，你看叫主的心是何等的受伤。
And our Lord is perhaps very hurt.
就是在主耶稣向这些他所爱的人来传这个救恩的福音的时候呢，没有人接受。
That when he's pouring his heart to share the gospel of salvation to those whom he loves.
这实在是叫我们情感受伤。
And no one accepted him, that truly his emotion would be hurt.
那我们的主他的反应是如何呢？
But what was his reaction?
我们的主他却祷告，向父祷告说。
But he prayed to the Father.
父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
Oh Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you.
哇，我传福音被拒绝也可以感谢主。
You can see, even when he's rejected by preaching the gospel, he can still thank the Lord.
主说，父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
He says, yes, this is the good purpose of the Father.
弟兄姐妹，这是主的凡事谢恩。
And that is him, in all things give thanks.
我们看见他的情感是受对付。
And we see that his emotion is being dealt with.
他的情感单单的就是满足于父神的喜悦。
And his emotion is rely only on the joy and the pleasure of the Father.
我们知道在夏令会当中，主界的孙弟兄就让我们看见一个美丽的见证。
We see a beautiful testimony our brother Godwin's son gave us during the conference.
虽然孙弟兄和家人还有弟兄姐妹为着他岳母疾病在那里不住的祷告。
That he said they were him and his family and his brother, the brothers and sisters around him were praying unceasingly for his mother-in-law's health.
虽然他的岳母没有得着医治。
Even though eventually his mother-in-law was not healed.
然而孙弟兄告诉我们，他却看见了在他岳母身上那魂的救恩。
But he saw at the end the salvation of the soul, her soul.
虽然他的岳母被主接去了
，Even though his mother-in-law was taken away by the Lord，
孙弟兄能够在那里来感谢我们的主
，But he can still give thanks。
同姐妹，我们看见我们能够凡事谢恩
，And we see in all things we can give thanks。
那是因着看见神的旨意能够得着成就。
It is because that we can see that the will of God is being accomplished。
我们知道九月份我们有一次教会有一次福音的聚会。
We know coming September there will be a gospel meeting.
弟兄姐妹，当我们要去邀请福音朋友们来参加这福音聚会的时候
，When we go and invite friends or gospel friends，
哎呀，我们可能为他们祷告。
Yes, we'll be praying for them.
弟兄姐妹，有的更积极的请他们吃饭。
And many brothers and sisters will be eager to take them out to dinners.
为了就是盼望他们能够来听福音，能够来信主耶稣。
So that you have an opportunity to invite them to come and listen to the gospel and accept the Lord Jesus as their saviors.
当我们这样子掏心掏肺的为他们祷告，来邀请他们参加福音聚会的时候
，As we pour our heart for them to invite them to come to the gospel meeting.
那对方的回答是，没空。
If the response you get is that, oh, I don't have time for that.
甚至于更不好的，可能还要批评一番。
Or even worse, someone will refute you or argue with you.
同姐妹，我们能不能感恩呢？
And then can you still give thanks?
同姐妹，我们也需要感恩。
We also need to know how to pray, to give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Because that is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus.
同姐妹，我们看见当我们的魂能够经过神所量的这样的环境来制作我们，来拯救我们。
When we see that our soul can go through all these environments that's measured out by God, that He has waited these environments to save us.
叫我们的思想能够像主耶稣的思想。
And so that our mind can be like that of Christ.
叫我们的意志能够像主耶稣的意志。
That our will can be like that of the Christ.
叫我们的情感能够像主耶稣的情感。
And our emotion can also be made into the emotion of Christ.
主能够借着我们这个人的魂生命来发表他的自己。
That through our soul life, he can manifest himself.
来成就他的旨意。
That His will can be done.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道时间不多。
Brothers and sisters, we know time is short.
主回的日子非常靠近了。
The day of His coming is very near.
今天神在我们身上还要来拯救我们的魂。
Today He is still working in our soul to save our soul.
愿意我们都能够抓住这样的机会。
May we all seize the opportunity.
能够让神的旨意早日的成就在我们身上。
So that the will of God can be accomplished in us.
叫神荣耀的恩典能够在我们这些首先在基督耶稣里的人能够得着称赞。
So that it will be to the praise of His glory for His glorious grace in us.
叫颂赞荣耀归给我们的神。
So all praises and glory can be unto our God.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
And let's have further word of prayers.
主人的话是何等有限。
Lord, our words are so limited.
主然而我们仰望那向我们有旨意的神。
But we look up to the God who has His perfect will towards us.
主求你借着那叫能叫万有归服自己的大能在我们身上来拯救我们。
Lord, may you work in us and save us according to that great power that can subject all things to yourself.
主叫我们的思想意志情感都能够降服于我们主耶稣基督。
So that our mind, our will, our emotions can all be submitted under Christ.
能够归你来管理。
So that you can take full control over us.
归你来支配。
To take control over us.
归你来使用。
So that you can use us.
主好叫我们这些不配的人。
For us who are unworthy.
能够在这样一个弯曲变扭的时代里。
That in this corrupted and perverse generation.
主啊，能够来彰显你自己。
That we can truly manifest yourself.
能够叫你的旨意得着成就。
That your will can be done.
主，我们等候你的回来。
Lord, we wait for your coming.
我们更是仰望你的救恩。
And even more so, we look up to the full salvation.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.